next hear from Judge Emily Elias, who will report on the Superior Court of the County of Imperial.
Village Imperial on April 17th. And what's interesting,
the thing you want to know about Imperial is the city of Imperial. I'll show you that this is the south, eastern tip of California, which is what some of your issues are. Thank you. So that's the map. And this is the view going from San Diego and through the desert. And you have a long way. There's about 70 miles from after you leave San Diego through this territory before you get out to this courthouse. It is, and when you finally get there, this is the one of the old classic courthouses, which I visited 2 years ago. At that time, they'd had a significant earthquake damage, and it was not in good repair. They've now got it done, and you'll see the scaffolding has all been removed, and inside it had scaffolding on it. They have a beautiful old classic courthouse with the with those interesting pink chairs, and they have the old-style furniture. This is the area that was all scaffolding before. The public couldn't get through there. It was really a mess. It's now been cleaned up, and of course they appreciate that this has all been taken care of. This is the site of their new courthouse. This is state-owned property. They have just been approved to build a new criminal courthouse. The reason I was running around is because I didn't have those slides with me, and I still don't. They have now been approved to have it. It will be their new criminal courts building. The pictures of the building are beautiful. It's going to have all the proper security features. It'll have, it's going to have all the security features of it, and it's going to be built. I don't know when it's going to actually start, but it has been approved by the facilities thing, and they are very appreciative that this is going to happen. When I was at the old courthouse as I was arriving, they were marching prisoners out in their jumpsuits right into the driveway area where the judges park. That did not appear to be very safe, and this has all those passageways and everything so that they will not have to come out into the public. This is, again, going back just to give you an idea where this all is. Okay. They have very special issues. I'm not going to talk about the budget, really, but I want to explain really what the issues are out in Imperial. It's very interesting. First of all, they are right, as I said, at the Mexican border, which leads to very interesting issues that they have. For example, they have divorces that are cross border divorces. They have where people race to file either in California or in Mexico. They have to serve by the Hague Convention. They have problems. They have children who are, where half the family lives in Mexico, but they have and also an address in California so that the children commute back and forth going over to school in California. They have court employees who, where one spouse lives in Mexico but cannot enter the United States and the other spouse lives in California and commute back and forth to have dinner with their husbands in Mexico and then come back to California. This leads to all sorts of interesting issues that they have. They said some people who can't come in for their divorce proceedings, the Border Patrol will actually take someone who's not really allowed to come in from Mexico. They will drive them up to the courthouse, take them to their hearing, and then drive them back across the border. They also provide their county, and thus the court also provides that instead of getting medical insurance in California for a much cheaper price, the court employees are allowed to get Mexican medical insurance. And they, as one of their county benefits, and significant number of people travel across the border to see their doctors. In fact, one of the judges said he actually travels back and forth to get his haircuts still. So they have all sorts of interesting issues. They have to work closely with the Mexican government. They actually have a consulate in El Centro so that they can work on some of these issues. They also are right near a large tribal nation that is at the not only is it a reservation, but it's part in California and part in Arizona. And so they have to work with them on certain issues. Again, it's just cross county in that issues. They have issues with the reservation. They closed one of their courthouses, and they realized that a significant number of people who use that courthouse lived on the reservation. So they've now kept one of the courthouses, the small courthouses, over there 1 day a week so that those people can get there because transportation from the reservation into El Centro is difficult to do. They have they have very interesting issues. They also have worked significantly with the Mexican government in the past to try to work out some of their problems, and they won the CLEPS Award a couple years ago for this, and the judges now hope to do more with Mexico and more able to get things work together. They have, even though there are different laws, they really have significant issues to work with. In fact, they described it that it's an area unlike any other, where really they're not California and they're not Mexico. People just go back and forth and consider it all the same. It was very interesting. As I said, the scaffolding is gone from the classic courthouse, and they do still in the courthouse, though, which I thought interesting since I handle the asbestos cases. They have an area where they found asbestos, and they've just kept those doors closed. So they have a significant office area that nobody is willing to go into, even though it's supposedly been abated. They've just locked the doors and let it be, and I don't know what they're going to do with that situation. They have closed courtrooms. They closed the one that was at the jail and the courthouse in Calexico. They kept the Brawley courthouse open, which is further north, moving up towards Salton Sea. And they did get their new, they are going to get their new courthouse. I don't know how long it will be to have it built. I'm sorry, the reason I was running around is I have the wrong PowerPoint here, so I cannot show you the pictures of the new courthouse, but I will send that up with the report. They are on sustained justice, and they appear to be very involved in technology. They have a very good IT person there, especially for a small court. They already have voice over internet for their telephones. They have their own, a lot of their own service. They have their own tech center on the property, and they're working on, they've saved a lot of money doing that. They are very concerned about, they are on sustained justice, they're one of those courts. They are concerned about the cost of trying to go off sustained justice at the same time that they have to pay the additional 20% to use the tech center here. They are concerned about how they're going to do that and the cost that this will entail. They have 10 judges. The most interesting thing about their 10 judges is they were all born and raised in El Centro. Mm-hmm. They went away to school and they all came back, which is very interesting. Several of them are the children of lawyers in town, but they're all local people. They have one part-time 1058 commissioner and one referee, and they do rely on the assigned judge program. They have a very, I did not see piles of stuff. I think they run their... They appear to be running it very well. They appear to have a lot of it done electronically. And it was a pleasure to be out there again. They seemed in much better shape than 2 years ago. Obviously, everybody needs money, but they are a well-organized and well-run court. It was a pleasure going back.
Thank you.
All right, thank you for those who made the liaison reports.